Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rick Campbell is back on the bench. He's in Vegas from NBA TV and NBA Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at NBA TV Rick. My man, Mr. Campbell, how you doing out in Sin City? We're headed there next week.
Scotty Farrell, yeah, your producer Mike was telling me, he's like, we're going to be there on Thursday. I'm like, wait, it's Thursday. And so I had like a little brain fart there. But I was like, if you guys were out here in Vegas, man, we would roll and we would roll hard, wouldn't we, Scotty?
It's true. What do you think of, seriously, this deal when you saw that go down tonight for Westbrook CP3?
So a lot to unpack with this, right? Let's back up a minute because – a few days ago, Scotty, the report came out that it was the Pistons, the Heat, and the Rockets that had expressed like really real interest in acquiring Russell Westbrook. So I immediately crossed Houston off the list. I thought it was more headline hunting by Daryl Morey and the Houston front office, because I never thought that OKC would flip Russell Westbrook to Houston in exchange for Paul. I know that the money works, and I know that they got 4 draft picks, but Chris Paul is an aging Hall of Famer. Russell Westbrook is riding a streak of 3 straight triple-doubles. So obviously the intent to win left Oklahoma City with the departure of Paul George. But I thought Russell Westbrook was going to Miami, Scott. But Tyler Hero, and you've probably seen him, has kicked so much ass in the summer league and looked so good and so legit that, and everybody's buzzing about him, that Miami Heat brass said, we're not trading him. And obviously OKC was like, that's the guy we want. And they also wanted Bam Adebayo. And I would have definitely flipped Bam Adebayo to Oklahoma City, maybe with Dragic, maybe with Winslow and picks to get Russell Westbrook. But the Heat dug in. They said, we got Jimmy Butler and we're good. Scotty, and I know you've got other questions on this and I'm rambling. I don't like the fit in Houston. You've got 2 ball-dominant guys. I mean, do you think Russell Westbrook and James Harden can coexist in the same backcourt on the same team? Because I don't.
Well, I think that, the first thing I said to Mafia driving in was he had to have known, like, he had to have said, someone had to have said something to Harden, like, can you play with him again? Because back then he was kind of the third wheel. He wasn't they were great together when they were young, but I still thought he was the third wheel. And now he's such a ball hog. I mean, let's face facts. Harden always has the rock. I don't know how they're going to coexist. But, the first thing I said was he had to have approved it. They had to have asked him, can you play with him again? And he probably said yes.
There's no question that James Harden was brought into this decision. And if he wasn't, then that's bad GMing and that's bad leadership. And Daryl Morey is a good GM and a good leader. So I do believe that conversation took place. Russ and James probably still have a good relationship from their OKC days. There was definitely no drama between the two, going back to when they were together with the Thunder. So, look, I mean, it looks great on paper. You've got 2 MVPs. You've got walking triple-doubles, each of them. Both are – Russell Westbrook is an all-time great. James Harden is Hall of Fame with the potential to be an all-time great. So it looks great on paper. You still have Gordon. You still have Tucker. You still have Capella because it was a 1-for-1+4 draft asset.
Right.
But, Scott, when we say on paper, it's a cliche. Let's get to the court and let's see how the Rockets play. Now, Mike D'Antoni is a mad scientist, and he has made it work with lots of guys and only 1 ball before. But this is probably the greatest challenge of his life to find, that synergy and that chemistry between, as you said, I'll use your word, a ball hog and Westbrook and a ball hog and Harden.
I mean, let's face facts, they are. I will say this, Oak City, every guy they ever had there, they got rid of. I mean, they are starting to look like a team that no matter who you are, if you're a star player there, eventually they're going to get rid of you.
Well, there are other franchises that you could say the same thing about, right? In terms of and Scott, look, there's a trend in the NBA right now, and it's like going crazy. Like it's like exploding like a volcano. Because going back to Magic Johnson, And there were probably examples before, but the first example I know is Magic Johnson shipping out Norm Nixon to be the point guard and shipping out Paul Westhead to get Pat Riley, right? Magic Johnson called his shot after 1 year in the NBA. A lot of guys have called their shot. They've demanded trades. They, you know, going back to Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, recent examples. The players are the show. The players have basically all of the leverage. And guess what? They know it. And they're flaunting it and flexing it. And they are doing what they want to do. And ironically, Scotty, the owners in the league are coming along for the ride. You know what I mean? Like, did you see Paul George joining? Scott, the whole time I predicted Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. Not trying to sound like a smart guy. That's fact. On all the platforms that I'm on, I said Kawhi's going to be a Clipper all year. I never said one time that Paul George was going to join him. So, and that's these guys coming together. You know, I'm sure the owner of the Thunder's bummed out. And you know, Sam Presti and the whole gang, they just had a stud, an MVP candidate, ripped away from them. And there was nothing they could do other than negotiate the best deal possible for them for the future. It is what it is, man. The players have their hand on the steering wheel, and we're all going along for the ride.
Rick Kamla with us. He's in Vegas with the NBA Summer League going on. So now that this team has Westbrook, you got Westbrook Harden, you got LeBron AD, Kawhi PG, Steph, Clay, Draymond. There's obviously Dame and CJ in Portland. And eventually we've seen the situation in Brooklyn. Who's the best team in the West now with this team that they've stacked up again in Houston?
Well, it's definitely not Houston. I would put them third, Scotty. And I had them third before. Okay, so in terms of like total impact on the NBA, to me, this is a lateral move for the Houston Rockets. Look, Chris Paul doesn't suck, okay? He'll still bring 15 points, you know, four boards and seven assists to the table, which is a far cry from the 2010, you know, that he was automatic for in his prime, but he's still a really good guard. And Russell Westbrook obviously is amazing. His stats are going to shrink. James Harden's stats are going to shrink just because they have to share the ball a little bit more. I think the best team in the West is the LA Lakers, man. I love what they've done. Absolutely love what they've done. From Cousins to bringing back Rondo to getting Danny Green, from bringing back Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, bringing back JaVale McGee. Totally under the radar. Nobody's talking about the acquisition of Avery Bradley, who is a dog and an unbelievable defensive player, a super selfless player. So he's not going to come there thinking about shots and roll. He's just going to fit in, and he's going to make catch and shoot threes, and he's going to play sticky defense. I love what the Lakers have done. Obviously, they missed out on Kawhi Leonard, and they had sort of, you know, all of their eggs in the basket on that. But then they immediately moved, you know, Danny Green and KCP and McGee, and then they've made some other really nice moves. They're two deep at every position. They even go three deep at like two or three positions. They're about 11 or 12 deep. They can withstand injuries. They can withstand load management on Davis and LeBron. And, you know, I know that there are a lot of people in the media that want to beat the drum for the Lakers and champion the Lakers. Trust me, I have no bias at all. I just love the construction of this roster. They've covered all the bases. They've got passing. They've got shooting. They've got defense. They've got vets. They've got toughness. They've got clutch. I really love what the Lakers have done, Scotty.
So what do you think, Rick Kamla, of Brad Zekas and Barrett, how they've looked?
Well, I had Barrett and Brad Zekas the other day. It was the game against Toronto when they got benched in the third quarter because they were getting run out of the gym by Chris Boucher and the Raptors. They came in the fourth quarter and got the Knicks back into the game. And as you've seen, the Knicks have played better and better as the games have gone along. Look, Brad Zekas is projects on my depth chart for the Knicks to be a third stringer. I like him long term. I'm okay with the trade. I'm okay with them giving him money and locking him up. But I think he's going to be a good player in the NBA. But I don't think, you know, with all the moves they've made, from getting Marcus Morris to getting Portis to getting Randall and getting Taj Gibson, they got too many dudes, man. I just don't see any time for him on the floor. Obviously, R.J. Barrett has shot the ball like crap out here in Vegas. I just saw Aaron Holiday of the Pacers today, Scotty. I had his game. I think the stat line was 6 of 25 from the field. So what a lot of people need to just calm down about is when you're R.J. Barrett, when you're Aaron Holiday, you're the dude on a summer league team. You're the Jordan of your summer league team. That means you're going to take every shot every time you want. Scott, what that leads to is terrible shot selection, right? They take bad shots, contested shots, shots late in the shot clock, and it totally kills the field goal percentage. R.J. Barrett is going to be fine. He's been diming out here in Vegas. He's been rebounding really well out here in Vegas. He's been making defensive plays out here in Vegas. The shooting has not been there for him. He's a hell of a player. I think in that regard, it's going to work out for the Knicks.
So let me ask you, of all these guys that are undrafted, like the free agents that have been out there balling, anybody stood out to you?
Oh, man. Oh, God, Scott, you kind of put me on the spot here. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't have a good answer for you.
Chris Clemens, how about him? He's been jumping out of the gym, the guy for the Rockets.
Yeah, he's been amazing, scoring the hell out of the ball. I haven't had one of his games, though, and I haven't been able to see him on TV. But, Scott, I do have a take for you, okay? The buzz of summer league is Tyler Hero. Let's go back to him for a minute. I've talked to some insiders who have talked to him and have sort of spent time with him and sort of gotten his vibe, and they say he's got Jason Williams, a.k.a. White Chocolate, in him. Like, he's got swagger. He's got, like, abundant confidence and swagger. You've seen he's got an absolute wetter. He was a point guard in high school, had to play off the ball at Kentucky, barely got the ball at Kentucky, and now his game is blossoming. And it's the ball handling, it's the vision, it's the speed with the ball. He had a left-handed finish and one in the game that I called of his yesterday. And again, the jumper is filthy wet. It's like million-dollar wet. So I'm just a big fan of his, man. And he doesn't have too much swagger, though, Scotty. It's not like spilling over it to like a bad level. It's just badass confidence that you just immediately can see and understand. And that's why the Miami Heat didn't flip him for Russell Westbrook.
Have you seen the kid Guy from Virginia play for the Kings?
I have, and he's nice. I like him a lot. Loved him at Virginia. Here's the thing about Kyle Guy, Scott. I want to say this, we're on national radio here. He's got onions, as they say. He just does. He's clutch. He's fearless. He's not afraid of grown-ass men. He doesn't act like, I don't belong, or, these guys are pros and I'm just coming in. Nah, he just grabs it and goes for it. It is a very, very good player. Shrewd pickup by the Kings on a two-way contract.
So the Celtics have, I've been watching Edwards play, and he's just lighting it up again like he did in the NCAA tournament. What do you think of the kid out of Purdue, Edwards?
Love him, and I'm mad at 32 teams for passing on him. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Bull Bull lasting till 44 is a joke. Admiral Schofield of Tennessee lasting till 42 is a joke. Carson Edwards is a stud. He's going to be in the NBA for a long time, getting buckets. He's going to be getting buckets from 25, 26, 27, 28 feet. Scott, I mocked him to the Boston Celtics at 22. I got the team right. I got the round wrong. Okay, that's how high I am on Carson Edwards. I'm a mock drafter. You can go at NBA TV Rick and look back at the mock draft that I put out there. And I review the other mock drafts just, because it's just part of the deal. And nobody had Carson Edwards mocked as highly as I did. And so I'm just super high on him, man. It's just another gangster move by Danny Ainge.
So lastly, do you think Chris Paul's angry tonight that he got traded to Oklahoma City?
Yeah, great question. Like, yes and no, right? I mean, we heard the report that he and Harden didn't want to play together anymore and, get him out of here. It's him or me and all that kind of stuff. So where there's smoke, there's fire. That probably is, in fact, the case. So in that regard, I think Chris Paul is like, cool, I don't have to deal with that dude anymore. Even though they did State Farm commercials together, right? But in terms of going to Oklahoma City, he's going to a dying team. He's going to a tanking team. Oklahoma City is going to be butt rotten this year. They're going to be down there with the Washington Wizards, among the worst teams in the NBA. So in that regard, that Chris Paul is highly competitive. And so I'm not sure how he's going to vibe on that and swing with that. We may see another trade,
right,
of Chris Paul going somewhere else.
But how about Miami?
I kind of like that. But again, if OKC comes knocking on the door and they want Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo, I think the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I don't know. How about more picks?
You know what? I put out a tweet on that, Scotty. The Thunder got 7 draft assets, 5 picks and 2 swaps from the Clippers. And they just got 2 picks and 2 swaps from the Rockets. They got 11 draft assets for Paul George and Russell Westbrook. What are you going to do with all that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're not going to hit on every one of those picks. You're not going to want a team full of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, OKC's doing what they got to do. What they need to do is bundle some picks to try to either move up in the draft and get a badass or, you know, trade picks to get a good player in there. But it is going to be a long-haul rebuild. You know the Philly thing, you know, trust the process and all that?
Yeah.
Guess what? The process has hit Oklahoma City.
I guess so. Rick Kamla, fabulous stuff tonight from Vegas. Have fun in Sin City. We'll catch up again soon. Thanks for coming on the bench.
My dude, we'll talk.
All right, Rick Kamla of NBA TV. You can follow him on Twitter at NBA TV Rick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.